Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We are going to open these doors big and wide so you can come on in and let's sit around the table a little bit and talk about being single. If you're a single person today, we're calling the program Single and Satisfied. And I'm thinking about that title, Single and Satisfied. Maybe the implication is if you're single, you're automatically not going to be satisfied, so we want to help you be satisfied. But does that mean that if you're married, you're automatically satisfied? And then we want to talk to you about how to stay that way? I don't know. Anyway, what have you learned? If you're a single person, what has God taught you about being single? Teach me. Teach others. Share your story. Give us a call. You ready? This is Intentional Living. Let's go.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I'm thinking about that. You know, we call today's program Single and Satisfied. I know why, you know, to be a single person. Plus, it works, right? Single and Satisfied kind of flows as a title. But I'd ask you, what have you learned? You know, so many singles I talk to, I hear stories. I'm glad I'm single. God's using me in special ways as a single person. I don't have some of the encumbrances of having a family and so on. Then others said I'm lonely and making decisions difficult and so on. At the core of the human experience, we all want to belong. That's one of the core needs of a human being. We want to belong. God placed us in a family, in community. He even said in the book of Genesis, it's not good for man to be alone. So he knows that he created us to be in community, and that's the most intimate, of course, is marriage. So when you're single, is that feel like something that's really missing in your life? Secondly, we all want to matter. We want to have a purpose in our life. We want to get up in the morning and have a reason to get up and something to do and feel like we have a value add to the world. And we want to make a difference in life. Some of you are single with kids. Boy, you talk about having a purpose. There you go. Some are single without kids, never married. What have you learned? What's one thing that God has taught you about being single? And Treya says, discipline, waiting, serving, and love. Francis says, when I lean on God, he won't fall over. Wow. There's a message there. Peggy talks about total dependence on Facebook. She says that she's learned total dependence. Gina says, I need to find my completeness in Christ because regardless of how amazing or attractive my husband will be, he will not and cannot be my Jesus. And she's being picky, too. She's waiting. That's good. What's one thing you've learned, singles? 888-888-1717. You ready? Time's passing. Let's go.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I am now 47 years old. I have not been married, and I am just enjoying my growth and my relationship with the Lord and intimacy with Him. In times, it does get difficult. At times, it does get lonely. But I'd rather be with the Lord and know that He has my back and I'm growing in the things of God than to be in a relationship that is unequally yoked and not of God. I am believing God for that special mate one day to come, but until then, I just want to encourage my sisters that have not been married to just realize that God has a greater purpose for you.
You know, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. You know, we're talking about being single and satisfied. Maybe the question is, what makes you unsatisfied as a single person? You know, what is it that keeps you from being satisfied? One of the things that we've posted from ChristianMingle.com is live each day for God, seek always to know more about God, seize opportunities to help others. Maybe these are some of the things that keep you from feeling satisfied. Go places rather than sit at home waiting to be discovered. Spend personal time on self-improvement and bravely establish a faith in God that affirms your ability to make it in life just as you are, just as you are. You're not less than as a result, that's for sure. Okay, Melinda wants to contribute here with a thought. Melinda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. You says here you're a single mom, huh?
I am.
What have you learned?
Well, I have learned that being single is actually, it's not that bad. I've also learned that to find happiness, you can't look for it in another person. And the only happiness that you'll really find happiness when you find it in yourself, and you have to do that through the Lord. And so all the time that I used to spend going to the bars looking for a man when I was younger and this and that, it was such a waste of time. You know, these days that are going on now, they got me really worried, and I just believe in my heart that Jesus is coming very soon, you know, within the next 5 to 10 years. And I want to just focus my time into the Word and into developing my relationship with Jesus Christ so strong and more close. That's what I have found. Mm. That's the most important thing, and my priority is not seeking it in another person, seeking it in the Lord. And I have my kids, and I'm, you know, it's not the end of the world to be single. You can just put that time into your kids and into your God.
And that's what they need. Your kids need you. Melinda, how old are they?
10, 18, and 25.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I find so many singles that they have kids, they have responsibility, and they're feeling so needy in some way that they have to have this relationship with another person that in the process, the focus isn't on their priority right now, which is their kids. And the fact that you've settled on saying, hey, here's where I am. This is where God has me now. This is where I'm going to focus. I'm not going to run to the bars to go find some guy. Good for you. And we'll be praying for you. Melinda, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody would say, probably somebody, but I wonder if the majority of people say, you know, I found my guy or my lady in the bar, and that was the best place to find a person. That would be an interesting discussion. Not that finding a person in a church means it's going to be the right person either, by the way. But where you look does matter, and how you look. Okay, Hannah, why don't you join us before we take another break? What's your take on this as a single person?
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
I'm 28, and I've been in and out of relationships since I was 19, and I feel like God speaks to me much more, and I'm way, way, way more productive when I'm single, because when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I focus solely on the guy. I feel like I don't get as much done. I feel like I put the guy on a pedestal rather than God. And, you know, my life kind of just takes a weird turn, and I don't stay productive. So I feel like single really isn't as bad as people think it is. It's actually really beautiful. It helps you to think more clearly, at least for me.
So with your life, how do you maintain, as you're a Christian, right, Hannah?
I am.
How do you maintain your Christian values as a single person in a culture that is so relational, so, you know, demanding on relationships and intimacy and all that? How do you maintain that?
You know, Randy, I feel like I took a lot after my dad. You know, my mom and my dad are both heavily Christians, you know, ever since I was young. And I feel like my dad's been single for a really long time. Him and my mom got a divorce when I was in middle school. And, you know, to see him be able to be focused on God and get things done without being in a relationship, it's kind of, I don't know, like it just, maybe I have those genes inside of me where it's easier for me to get things done. Like even if I'm around my friends and they're in relationships, I don't know. I don't really get jealous because I feel like, you know, relationships are beautiful. God has ordained them, but at the same time, they're so complicated sometimes that I feel it takes a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. So if I'm single, I can maintain that energy on other things and not focus it on the person.
Well, you know, I think of the passage where Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, but I wish everyone were single just as I am, yet each person has a special gift from God. No one kind or another. So I say to those who aren't married and to the widows, it's better to stay unmarried, just as I am, but if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It's better to marry than to burn with lust. And I think that's pretty self-explanatory. With single people today, to be single, to be satisfied, to be pure, to stay focused on the right priorities, to love God can be a beautiful thing. And I know others, some calling, struggling with loneliness and wanting and desiring that relationship. I think the key to this and anything in life, married or unmarried, when we allow our desires to be God's desires and God's desires to be our desires, then the scripture says when we truly are seeking Him, He gives us the desires of our heart, but only when we're truly focused on His desire in our life. Single and satisfied, what's your take? 888-888-1717.
I kind of just really lived with a constant desire to be in a relationship. I was just unhappy, and I just realized that I wasn't getting what I could out of my life.
Liz's intentional one thing was to focus on what she already had rather than what she was wanting. And it gave her renewed energy and freedom.
So I decided to use the energy that I was putting into worrying about whether that guy was the one that I was going to be in a relationship with or things like that, and just to invest in the people I already had in my life. I feel like this weight has just been lifted off me. Like, I don't feel like I have to look for it. When you fix your eyes on God, everything else just kind of falls into where it's supposed to be. If you're fixing your eyes on a relationship, your eyes can't be on Jesus.
One thing you can do to live intentionally is to focus on what you already have rather than what you want. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to find purpose and peace and start living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Very good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your sharing your stories. Karen wants to join in from California on this discussion today. Karen, welcome to Single and Satisfied here, Intentional Living.
Thank you.
What have you learned?
Bottom line, there's worse things in life than being alone. As far as a mate goes, and that's being with somebody and still being alone. Mm-hmm. I tried real hard with the man I was ever in love with, and I thought that would make me happy being with somebody that I was in love with. But along those lines, trying to make that work, I lost focus on the Lord. And so I had an easy explanation of why everything was spiraling downward. So now I've been single going on 6 years, and I'm totally focused on the Lord. I'm actually co-founder of street ministry, and it's really easy for me to tell, especially the young women who've broken and think that they need a man in their life, that the first man they need in their life is the Lord, so to speak, because He's got intention. He can fill your heart up with so much love that it seems surreal at times, which is where I'm at. And I wake up every morning knowing that I'm truly loved, and not just loved, but I've been forgiven for not always being on my path. And it's just so important to realize where true love comes from first. And like so many others have said, you know, you have to find happiness within yourself first. Well, all my happiness has come from the Lord.
Yeah.
All of it. Even when I didn't have both feet on my path, all my happiness has come from the Lord. All my blessings come from the Lord. Every day He reminds me how much He loves me.
Mm-hmm. So you find the satisfaction, as we see the pattern here coming in, Karen, from people. The satisfaction is finding meaning in your life. And as Christians, serving the Lord, knowing that God has a plan for your life, focusing on that, not trying to find your satisfaction in another person. And I would say this even is true in marriage. If you're married, one of the reasons marriage can become tension-filled and a problem is because we try to find satisfaction in another person, as opposed to ultimately knowing Christ and then being able to serve your spouse. And that's the ultimate goal in marriage, isn't it? Serving one another. It's a good reminder, Karen. Thank you for your call. We're talking about being single and satisfied. Singles, you're lighting up the lines. You're telling us how that happens and lessons learned. By the way, much discussion going on Facebook as well. Just go on over to Facebook /intentionalliving or go to theintentionallife.com and join the discussion. The question is, hey, singles, what has God taught you about being single? Lots of singles checking in. The point is, here's the point that Solomon's saying to us. It's the work that you do first that makes the work you must do second a success. It's the things that you do before the things you have to do that make the things you have to do better. And I'm reminded of what Abe Lincoln said. He made the statement, he says, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I'll spend four of them sharpening the axe." See, the message is, it's the things that we do before the things we have to do that make the difference.
Hmm. By the way, that is a clip from this month's teaching called Sharpen Your Edge. And it's based on a passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And let me just take a moment and talk about that. If you know Solomon in the Old Testament, he wrote the Song of Solomon, which is an exciting, passionate book of a lover's picture of God's love for people. When he was in his youth, he wrote the book of Proverbs, all these wonderful Proverbs during his middle years. And then in Ecclesiastes, near the end of his life, he wrote what he'd learned, the wisdom of life. And he made an interesting statement in Ecclesiastes 10:10. He says, if an axe, you know, the kind of axe that chops down a tree, if an axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. And the lesson this month is about how to sharpen your edge. Today, instead of an axe, we might talk about a chainsaw. A dull chainsaw. I got some dull cutters at home I've been using for a long time to cut branches. And I find about 10 times more strength I have to have to cut the same size branch as I did on the day I brought that home. If I went down and had it sharpened, it would make my life a lot easier when I have to cut branches. And so it is in life. We work harder at things when if we stopped and sharpened our edge, our spiritual edge, our mental edge, our relational edge, and got our edge sharp. That's intentional living. This month, that's the teaching for members. You watch for it, members. If you're a member, that'll be coming your way here pretty soon. And by the way, we got some brand new members just joining the family, coming on in here. Martha, thank you for joining us from Tucson. Kimberly from Phoenix. Here's Paul from Lazella, Georgia. And here's Amy from Morgantown, West Virginia, all becoming new members of Intentional Living. By the way, if you join this month, if you become a member, we'll get this CD to you. Your membership is simply joining at some amount each month. I'm going to challenge you for $30 a month, a dollar a day to pray about that, to join us. I'd appreciate it, but whatever amount it is, we'll sign you up. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and join today.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Mom, Dad, this might surprise you, but it's actually possible to raise me to be a responsible adult without losing your mind. The Intentional Living Center and Dr. Randy are having a Parents Night Out conference, and Dr. Randy says he'll teach you 5 things you need to teach me before I leave home? What does he mean by that?
Parents Night Out with Dr. Randy Carlson, coming in October and November. Visit theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Do you know what the two necessities are for prayer? Faith and humility. Now, faith is probably no surprise, but humility? Discover why humility is essential to an intentional prayer life. Download your copy of our free ebook, 28 Days to More Intentional Prayer. It'll be a great encouragement to your prayer life. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on Resources, then Free Resources. That's at theintentionallife.com. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And welcome to today's program, talking about being single and satisfied. Let's go to Larry in Georgia. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. How about you?
Good. I appreciate your call. What have you learned about being single?
Let me start by saying how much I appreciate your intentional living guidelines. I've been following you on the radio now for about 3.5 years, and I've really learned a lot from the preachings and things that you say during the day. I have the radio tuned to family life and all the cities I go to. I'm on company, so I'm on the road a lot.
Fantastic.
And I appreciate everything that you've done. Don't let it ever be said that the shepherd doesn't take care of his flock. Your flock is well across the United States. If one of your shepherd people, whatever you say, you're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Larry.
I'm a 59-year-old single man. I've been married twice. They didn't work out. First wife was we married 17 years, and we had two children. And from that, I ended up having two grandchildren and two grandsons and a granddaughter. My second wife was a mistake all the way around the line. I had ventured away from the Lord, and she was a demon. And when I came back to the Lord and started praying to my Father about helping me, he did. He got her out of my life. And no sooner than he did, 30 days after my divorce was final, he put an angel in my life. We've been dating for almost 4 years now. We're using the traditional dating, which we only date on Saturday nights. We don't. She doesn't live with me or any of that type stuff. And I think the Lord is teaching me from my lessons to the humility part of being alone, that when I do have a wife and a family, to appreciate what I do have, whereas before I didn't do that. With that being said, I tell everybody I meet, it's called faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. Get on your knees and pray to your God and tell your God, you know, what you need from him, and put your burdens on him and let him handle it. And when I started doing that, he's just opened up so many doors for me. And now, you know, none of this stuff bothers me. I don't pay attention to anything going on in this lustful world. That goes with the television shows and all the stuff that's there and all the temptations that Satan puts in front of us. I fall to my knees and ask my Lord to give me insight and direction, and he does. And I just tell everybody that, you know, you can say you believe in the Lord, but do you actually have the faith in your heart? A lot of the Christians overseas are experiencing that now with the beheadings and stuff, and they're dying for their faith. That's the type of faith that our Lord asks us to have. And when you have that kind of faith, then he takes care of it. So for me and all the singles, I can tell you real quick, you know, get on your knees and put it on the Lord and then go about your life, because he will take care of it.
And that's the key. Yeah, Larry, I'm sorry you've been through that. And I, you know, wish we could explore a little more what you've learned, the lessons learned. And of course, we know that marriage is intended to be for a lifetime, and sometimes that doesn't occur. But I'll tell you, if I can speak the singles up front, so you don't have a Larry story having two marriages and going through that, to say, listen, you do what Larry's saying. Get on your knees. Trust God right now. Make it clear that your priority is to follow him. And don't act on an impulse or on an emotion or on out of neediness. One of the worst things we can do in life, any person, married or single, is to operate out of neediness. And instead, we should operate out of the confidence we have, the confidence in Christ. One of the things we teach in intentional living is the confidence we have to develop that in him. And when we're confident in him, we can make better decisions for life. Okay, Larry, thank you for your call. Debbie's on the line in Texas. Hi, Debbie. Hello.
Hello, I had to get you off speaker.
There you
Hi,
go.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm really, really well. I just came from the grocery store and caught a little bit. Oh, and I heard the part about, you know, the lady saying she's speaking for her partner in bars.
Yeah.
Well, 20 years ago, I was invited out with my girlfriend who was meeting her boyfriend in a bar. And I met my husband in a bar. And we've been married going on 18 years. He's a very godly man. I'm a very godly woman. We dedicate our lives to God. It was rough up and down. But my point is, I was really independent. I kind of was done with men. I had come from an abusive relationship. I had three young children. So my point is, God has someone for you. And it's not about where you go, what you do. You can't control that. It's about who he has for you and living your life and knowing that and just being open to that person coming into your life.
Yeah, but Debbie, you've got to agree. Looking for a guy in a bar is not the best idea.
Well, that's my point. It's about looking for a guy in a bar. Stop looking. God has it handled for you. Just like you said,
yeah.
Trust in him, have confidence in him. I wasn't looking. And it was so good to be true that I avoided his calls. I didn't want to go out with him again. I didn't want to see him again because I'm like, this guy is amazing. I cannot believe that God has brought him into my life at a bar.
Well, listen, I am thankful and thank God that that worked in your case, but I stand on the ground. I still don't think you go find guys in the bar. I don't think that's the best place, but God bless you for your story today, and thank you for being a part of the program. This is Intentional Living.
My name's Marion. I'm from Michigan. As a single person, how I stay intentional is reading God's Word before I go out on a date, at which time if into the date it starts to get in the wrong direction, if the man tells me that he's a good Christian, quote unquote, and starts to go off in another direction, then I end the evening and return home with my purity, my faith, and my beliefs intact. And that's how I stay intentional.
You know, that's intentional living. Intentional living comes down to the intentions of your heart. It says in the book of Hebrews that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And, you know, it cuts to the very marrow of our life. And it says that it reveals the intentions of our heart. But see, if we're not reading the word, if we're not studying the word, if we're not reading the scripture, it's hard for our intentions to come to the surface. And if we believe that the Holy Spirit works in the life of a Christian, when we read the Bible, as we read Scripture, the book that is our instruction for life, the Holy Spirit uses that to bring to the surface the intentions of our heart. And as those intentions come to the surface, boy, that really can cause us to stop and think, right? What are our intentions? Today we've talked about being single and satisfied. I hope you'll join the discussion. We only have a half hour here, but 24 hours a day. On our Facebook and our website articles and our blogs and the resources that we send out. Our bookstore is full of helpful resources for parents, if you're a parent. We've got our upcoming Parenting Challenge conferences. It's a night out for parents. That's what it is, a night out in Michigan, Arizona, and New Mexico. And by the way, that's coming up in October and November. You can get registered for that. So single moms and dads, come and join us. Resources to help you be successful at what God's Word teaches about living intentionally in Christ. So come to the website to check out the Parent Night Out event for singles and for married with kids at theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. Information's there for you. All right, I'm Randy Carlson. By the way, when you're there, you can click on Facebook and join the discussion with singles on what God is teaching you about being single. I'm Randy Carlson. We see you next time right here from Intentional Living.